American kids are not getting spanked as often as they used to. New research shows parents increasingly choose other ways to discipline their children. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports.
For years, experts have been telling parents, don't hit your kids. Rebecca Ryan at Georgetown University wanted to find out if they're getting the message. So she analyzed national surveys of mothers of kids in kindergarten to find out, and was thrilled by what she discovered.
There's been a substantial decrease in the share of parents who are reporting having spanked their child in the last week. And there's a substantial decrease in the share of parents who say that they would spank or hit their child in response to misbehavior.
For example, the proportion of middle-income moms who think spanking is a good idea fell by more than half between 1988 and 2011. And it wasn't just middle-income moms. Spanking fell among all kinds of parents.
This decline was fairly even across all income levels. All income levels are showing this drop in the endorsement and reported use of physical discipline.
Now, poor parents are still much more likely to spank their kids than parents who have more money. And Ryan can't be 100% sure parents aren't just saying they don't spank as much. But there's other evidence that makes her think they're telling the truth. And there's been a big jump in parents saying they're using non-physical forms of punishment instead.
If anything surprised me the most, it was the substantial increase in the use of non-physical discipline strategies over time. The majority of parents now are reporting that they are using alternatives to physical discipline like timeouts, whereas it was the minority who were reporting that in 1988.
Other child care experts are welcoming the news.
I'm very excited about the results in this paper. That's good news for the families of America.
Heidi Feldman is a developmental pediatrician at Stanford. She says spanking just doesn't really work. And timeouts do.
We know that non-physical forms of discipline can actually teach children what they need to understand to be better children and students and citizens eventually. And physical discipline is more likely to teach violent approaches to conflict or frustration.
But Ryan and Feldman note that too many parents are still spanking their kids. So they say there's definitely room for improvement. Rob Stein, NPR News.